At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
CITR 101.9, it is 4 o'clock Tuesday, and you're listening to Discorder Radio. Wade here along with CJ, and we have an hour packed for you today. Lots going on, lots to talk about, especially Rifflandia. We just got back from this weekend featuring these guys who played on Thursday night. It's Braids with their track Victoria. CITR 101.9 Discorder Radio, live on the air. That was Braids, who lots of reasons to play Braids today. First off, they are number one this week on the CITR Top 30 playlist. Thank you so much, Sarah Cordingly, for putting that list together for us with their album Flourish, Perish, Braids from Calgary, based in Montreal. They're also on the cover of this month's version of Exclaim magazine. And of course, they played a great set on Thursday night at Rifflandia at the Metro Theater. I unfortunately didn't see it, but I heard great things about it. We are joined right now by a fellow CITR-er, CITR-ian, Morgan Yee, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi, everybody.
How's it going?
You
may
know,
may know her from that great voice from News 101. So Morgan, did you get a chance to see Braids?
I didn't get out there till Friday, actually, so I unfortunately missed Braids as well. But they are playing at Fortune October 22nd, so come on out, everybody.
Nice. CJ is here, of course, as always.
Hello, hello.
So this is, guys, this was all three of us had the pleasure of being at a fantastic Rifflandia Festival in Victoria over the weekend. By the way, the name of that track we play, by the way, from Braids, an ode to the great city that hosted a great festival. And let's talk about this this incredible weekend.
Yes.
Thoughts, responses?
Yeah, I thought it was fantastic. The venue was great, the main venue with the rooftop tent and then the main stage. It was very well done. They didn't have music competing, which was great. You could actually hear what you were trying to listen to. Then the night venues, really good. You did have to schedule yourself. You did need to make sure you were there at least, you know, 20 minutes ahead of what you wanted to see.
Sometimes more. Even more.
Well, yes,
because, like, I mean, 48 different bands playing in 12 different venues. That's a phenomenal task to run around.
Well, we stood in line for our Action Bronson for about 40 minutes before we got into the brewery, but it was worth it, well worth it.
Well, Wade and I don't want to brag, but we got media passes, so we, but nonetheless,
and bikes. So media passes and bikes, I would highly recommend is your way to get around the festival. We got a chance to cruise from venue to venue.
But if you do have to slum it without a media pass, you know, it's still worth it.
This is true, definitely. Thank you. Thank you for putting me in my place there, Morgan. Yeah, you know, I was happy to see a few of the bands in a few different bands in the evening, including we saw Wheel Horse. I was very impressed with them. They're currently in the Peak Performance Project and getting lots of great praise for their work, and they put on a great show. We saw the Gay 90s at the same venue, which was the Wood Hall. Also in the evening, we got a chance to check out the Ballantines. CJ, you were a little more focused on that one. I was kind of off. I was tweeting in the corner.
Yes, that was sort of my go-to show for that night. It was great. I love their sound. It's a very sort of, reminds you of a time gone by in some ways. You know, like the old school sort of soul R&B, like the giant 8-piece band, double drums.
Yeah, they even kind of dressed a bit retro in that respect as well.
Yes.
The guy had like a nice little vest on. They were dressed. They seemed like real attuned performers to their audience and to making sure the music sounded great, but also their whole look and feel matched the music.
Yeah. Definitely. And they played some tracks that people hadn't heard before in Victoria. And so it was great.
Yeah. We also, another highlight of the evening stages would have been Bear Mountain, who played the last show at Copper Owl on Saturday night. That was just, I mean, they must have packed about 400 people into a bar that probably only normally holds about 150.
Yeah. And Copper Owl is a very nice venue, but very, very tight. I was there for Gang Signs, which is their, like, the second performance of the evening. And even then, it was pretty packed.
I was disappointed. I saw Adam, Peter, and Matea throughout the weekend, and I even told Adam, I said, we're definitely coming for to see Gang Signs tonight, but even with our media passes, they couldn't get us in time to see Gang Signs, but we came back after Ballantine's, and we got to see Dreamboat.
Yep.
Which was we could almost do a whole half hour show on what Dreamboat was all about, so we're not going to go into that too much now, but maybe we'll play some of his music later. And then, yeah, of course, Bear Mountain. Mm-hmm. And how about the daytime stages?
Daytime stages were great. I mean, definitely my favorite was Hot Hot Heat. They put on a really good show. It was about six people from the front. Yeah, just a lot of energy. They played a good range of songs from lots of their older stuff, a lot of their newer stuff. So, you know, people who were just getting into them now could still enjoy it. People who loved them for a long time, you know, it was very well done. I was very impressed.
I was impressed as well. Hot Hot Heat, we haven't heard about much of recently, probably because Steve Bays, the frontman of Hot Hot Heat, has been concentrating more on his new project, Mounties, which we had the pleasure of seeing on the weekend as well, and we're going to hear a bit of an interview with in a little while. But why don't we'll come back, we'll talk more about Mounties and some of the other daytime stages in a moment. But right now, let's keep it on Hot Hot Heat. And what did you say was your favorite Hot Hot Heat song?
Well, Bandages was fantastic.
Yes.
I mean, Middle of Nowhere was really well done. Girl in the Prairies is really good. But I mean, for sure, Bandages was, you know, my favorite track.
Yeah. In fact, I was about to go to the washroom, and I said, all right, CJ, be back in a minute. And then as soon as I heard the start to Bandages, yeah, I had to turn right back around and had to watch. Yeah. I couldn't miss that one. So that's not a good track to play right now. This is also their first big single from Make It the Breakdown. Hot Hot Heat, who dazzled audiences on Saturday afternoon at Rifflandia with this track and many others. This is Bandages, Hot Hot Heat, and you're listening to Discord Radio, CITR 101.9. CITR 101.9, Steve Bays, along with Luke Paquin, Paul Holly, and actually a few other former members who we should mention as well, making up Hot Hot Heat from Make It the Breakdown. That was Bandages, which was actually a huge groundbreaking single for them back in late 2002, right around the time when the White Stripes and the Vines and the Hives were starting to make a name for themselves in that kind of garage rock re-revolution, which was big around, you know, 2002, 2003. And Hot Hot Heat was Canada's had their, you know, pulse on that scene with Hot Hot Heat there with Make Out the Breakdown.
Yes, I mean, it was very nice to talk to him backstage. I think it was during the time Winter Sleep was on stage, on the main stage.
Yes, so after, good segue, CJ, after from the West Coast to the East Coast, and Victoria is home, actually, to Hot Hot Heat as well, so it was a nice little hometown show for them, and then right after they took the stage, Halifax's Winter Sleep, who normally are, what I know of them is rather mellow, they put on a real rockin' show. Unfortunately, we didn't get to catch too much of it because we were busy backstage, finagling with, schmoozing with some of the rock stars that were from Rifflandia. Yes, it was a lot of fun.
And I was glad to hear that most of them had heard of Discorder, which is really nice to hear.
Yeah, Steve Bazian texted me a hashtag Discorder love. Woohoo!
Nice.
So that was great. So we got to go backstage and we actually met with Mounties first, and then I guess Hawksley was hawked away by his manager to do something else, and then we actually got to chat with Luke Paquin, the guitarist from Hot Hot Heat. So we kind of Steve Bazed got to wear both hats, Hot Hot Heat and Mounties, while interviewing bands on various topics. But and we were really incredibly excited about seeing Mounties off the bat. In fact, we had a kind of a madcap rush to get there, and we missed a bus and missed the ferry we wanted to catch, but we ended up making there just in time for, I guess, the Mounties' second song, and the sun was shining, and we just arrived in Rifflandia on a beautiful, sunny Victoria afternoon, and there we were watching Hawksley Workman, Ryan Dahl, Parker Bosley, and Steve Bays doing their thing as Mounties. What we're going to do is we'll play some music for Mounties in a little bit, but we're also going to play a bit of this interview.
That's right.
Well, we got a chance to chat with these guys. So without further ado, CJ, nice job with the editing. Let's give it a spin. Mounties, backstage with us, Discorder Radio on CITR 101.9.
Here with Mounties, very exciting, the day after your debut performance. You guys all want to introduce yourselves?
I'm Hawksley Workman.
Oh, sure. I'm Steve Bays. And Hawksley plays drums and I play keyboards.
And we also have
Parker Bosley.
Nice.
Who plays bass guitar.
So let's go back a little bit. How did this project first come about?
Well, Steve and I met doing Gian Gomeshi's Q at Vancouver Junos like 4 or 5 years ago. And then backstage we were having some glasses of wine and talking about how we were digging each other's music. And then we were talking about Ryan Dahl, who I had never met, but I was a fan of. And then it turned out he was producing the Hot Hot Heat record. And so all of a sudden, the three of us were in a room together with some mountains of wine and stuff.
Yeah, I remember it as I was telling Hawksley that I was a hardcore fan. And because when Hot Hot Heat started out, we were on the road and we had a few CDs on constant rotation, and Delicious Wolves was one of them, and kind of influenced the writing of Make Up the Breakdown in a major way. And I was trying to tell him that, and of course he wasn't accepting the compliments, so he started shelling them out. And then I was saying, oh, Ryan Dahl might come in, because I've been hanging out with Ryan, and who was mixing Hot at Heat's album Future Breeds. And then Hawksley was like, oh, I love the bass line from
Ariel versus Lotus.
Ariel versus Lotus. And then Ryan walked in right then, and we were all like, air bass.
Serendipitous moment.
And yeah. Parker was a fan of that bass line as well. And
top 10 all-time
bass lines, he says, from his massage. Did you mention that we're in a massage room right now? Okay, well, we're in a massage room right now. Parker's getting a free massage that they give out with the festival. So anyway, so we got together and set up a bunch of mics, and I thought maybe we were just working on a Hawksley record, I wasn't sure, and then he started playing drums, and I was like, I get really inspired when I hear good grooves, so I started playing some on keyboards, and then Ryan started playing a guitar riff, and we hit record, and then it was just too good to just let it die on a hard drive, so we just took it from there.
Headphones was written within the first 3 days. Dance Catches On was written within the first few days, too. Like, so much happened in that first week we were together. I think that's why we felt so taken aback by kind of how good it was. And just and I think, too, for the three of us, I mean, for me and for sure, there was a freeness and a pure musical joy that I hadn't experienced in a long time. Like, you get into the music business and all of a sudden you're in the music business, which is strangely business like heavy and music light, you know what I mean?
Right.
So then all of a sudden, like, these three guys who we've each had kind of our own versions of success, and probably we have our bumps and bruises, and I don't think any one of us are jaded. We're all a little bit like hungry for that musical yumminess that got us into music in the first place, I think, you know. And so for me at least, Mounties like just has that.
Awesome. That's a nice way of putting it, musical yumminess.
Yeah.
It's true that you forget about that, and Mounties kind of definitely taught me to get excited about live music again, because most of what you hear comes from a live jam. We just record us jamming and then we take the best moments and put it out.
Revolving trends in a lady's wish list.
Hi, I'm Hoxley Workman.
Hi, I'm Parker Bosley.
And I'm Steve Bays, and you are listening to Discorder Radio on 101.9 CITR Radio, Vancouver.
And this is Mounties.
And this is Mounties. But seriously, it is Mounties. Yeah, we won.
So speaking about getting excited for live, what is it? What did yesterday feel like? I mean, this project's been years in the making, and to finally have your debut performance in your hometown, Victoria. Can you walk me through what that felt like for you yesterday?
It was pretty joyous. Like I definitely felt like I was trying to contain my smile because I have this perception of what cool is, and it doesn't normally mean wandering around smiling and laughing.
Totally.
You seem to be a pretty smiley, laughy guy. Up there with Hot Hot Heat today, you were very appreciative of the sun and just hanging out with my buddies. You seem to be a guy who has a lot of gratitude for what, you know, being a musician in Victoria has done.
Well, there's so much darkness in the world, so when you see a bit of light, it feels good.
I've heard it mentioned that some are calling you guys a bit of like a Western Canadian supergroup. Does this feel like a bit of a second coming for all of your careers?
I think Eastern and Western Canadian supergroup. I wouldn't make it just the West. I think we're just three super creative guys. It's a very nurturing competitiveness, I think, between the three of us. It's not that kind of Sting and Stuart Copeland punch each other in the face kind of competitiveness. It's more of like we're all super fans of each other, and I think too we all have very distinct roles in the band. And
the weird career is weird because we all grew up with dads that had careers that started at one point and ended right before they retired, or as they retired. Whereas the word career with a musician usually means a temporary blip in time. So it's kind it's a scary word. So if you mention the word career, it makes me veer away. But I guess it is. I don't know. It's hard to say.
Instead of a second coming of your career, how about a new horizon, if you will?
Yeah, I think so. And when I think we just kind of are the kind of guys that go towards whatever is the most exciting. And with Ryan Dahl and Hoxley Workman, they're both excited, so it's really magnetic.
There you go, Mounties with us backstage at Rifflandia Festival. We heard before from Steve Bays of the band Hot Hot Heat, so now let's hear from Hoxley Workman from 2001. Jealous of Your Cigarette on CITR.
jealous of your cigarette. I'm 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 jealous of your cigarette.
$1 billion on the ground, all stretched out and uncurled, would extend about four times around the circumference of the world.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Commercial Drive area at
Bone Rattle Music Limited, High Life Records, and People's Co-op Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or online at citr.ca.
On Saturday, September 21st, Grammy Award-winning folk rock duo The Indigo Girls kick off their Canadian tour at the Vogue Theatre in Vancouver. Get your tickets online at northerntickets.com, by phone at 604-569-1144, or in person at the Northern Tickets office at 918 Granville Street. Don't miss Two North Indigo Girls Canadian Tour 2013. For full details and more information, visit indigogirls.com.
And you're back on Discorder Radio here on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm DJ CJ. Here is my host, Wade.
Yo, yo. Thanks, buddy. Nice job on the Mounties.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, that was great. Chat with the guys backstage. And, of course, we heard Hoxie Workman after the interview. That was Jealous of Your Cigarette, going back to Delicious Wolves 2001. And we heard Hot Hot Heat before the Mounties interview. And maybe next week we'll hear from, last week we heard Limb Lifter, Ariel versus Lotus. So there you go, three parts of Mounties. Parker Bosley is the bassist for Mounties, and we're going to hear more from him and his band Gay 90s next week on Discord Radio. They played on the Friday night. CJ and I had the pleasure of watching their show. But we want to talk more about some of the daytime acts at Rifflandia. We've talked a lot about the evening events, and thanks again to Morgan Yee for coming in and sharing her insight and her views on how the evening shows went. But how about you, CJ? The daytime stages, what were your impressions? Favorites, least favorites, surprises?
Surprises might include bands I've never heard of, including St. Lucia.
Yes.
And Hot Hot Heat, I guess I've never really heard of.
But cool. Well, what a great place to hear, to see them live in Victoria, their hometown.
Absolutely. The energy was fantastic. I loved how Steve Bays was playing his keyboard while tipping it to the side and was going at it.
Quite the performer.
And, of course, on the other stage, the rooftop tent, people packed it up because it was raining on Sunday, of course, all over Victoria. So,
and for those not know, so the main stage easily probably accommodated 5,000 or so, all in the open. And they had this other rooftop tent stage, which, is the same amount could have probably squished in to watch a show, but that was actually underneath the covered part was maybe only half that amount. Yes. And they were packed to the tits on Saturday, or Sunday, especially when it was rainy.
Yes. And, but of course, some of the great acts that I really enjoyed were Beats Antique and Matt and Kim.
Yeah, Matt and Kim once again put on a great show. I'd never heard much of them prior to Kiloha.
Yes.
Expectations were high because of Kiloha, but they shattered those expectations once again.
Brilliant.
So much fun.
I have no idea how they know how to put on such a great party. I guess it's part of being a New Yorker.
Maybe. Well, St. Lucia, you mentioned off the top, they're in New York as well. They also had some great kind of new New York energy. And it seems to be like it's almost this new New York sound. It's a kind of a bit of like almost like a fun 80s synth influence sound that's coming back. And Matt and Kim's, their songs are quite simple. The lyrics are quite simple, little catchy melodies. And it's a great story. A husband and wife combo that didn't even really play instruments at all, who decided they wanted to be musicians. They learned together and just basically making their dreams come true and making millions happy in the process. And speaking of happy, I've never seen any performer that has a smile as wide as Kim's. She is constantly
shining whites.
Oh yeah, I mean it's ear to ear would be an understatement. It's almost like left side of the forehead to right side of the forehead kind of smile. It just constantly smiling, and the way she gets out there and walks across the crowd. I mean, at one point they got everybody to squish in as tight as they can, and instead of body surfing, she was body walking. Basically, she was.
She was foot surfing.
Thank you. That's what it was. Dancing and shaking her booty around and just having a grand old time. And they put on a great, great show. That was Matt and Kim. And then on the main stage, on some other names we should note, Courtney Love, formerly of Hole. She was the headliner Friday night, bringing back some of that 90s angst. On Saturday night, it was Death From Above 1979, a big Toronto indie act from about 5 years ago who's kind of making their return performance. And then Sunday, we had Big Boy from Outkast playing lots of the Outkast hits, and Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros closing out the show for the hometown crowd in Victoria. But before those last two acts, the band that took the stage that CJ and I were quite impressed with, if I do say so on your behalf, CJ, was Torkel Campbell and Amy Milan's Stars. Maybe not so much for the music, but just for all of Torkel Campbell's little rants and raves that he threw down in between songs.
Such a dramatic man.
Overly dramatic. Just so over the top.
But in a good way, instead of like a British theater way.
A couple times he said something. At one point he said, Canadians are so sad.
And then he began that song.
And then he launched into The North, which was the title track to their new album, which is about how, you know, Canada's so cold. But, you know, you wouldn't be able to tell that Canadians were so sad because they had about 3,000 people, maybe more, in the rain, smiling, happy to be there for Stars. And then Stars closed out the show with If Hold On When You Get Love, Let Go When You Give It, and they brought some kids on stage to dance up and down. And what I really liked is after the last line, Torkel Campbell looked at the crowd and goes, "You gave it," which was great. So, CJ, what do you want to do? Should we play The North, or should we play Hold On When You Get Love? I'll leave this one up to you.
Hold On When You Get
Love. All right. You know, it's kind of it's kind of been in my head all day since. Or all day yesterday after the show was done, for all the warm fuzzy feelings we got from Rifflandia. Here's Stars on Discord Radio, 119 CITR.
But that don't amount to nothing. You can evoke the stars above, but that doesn't make it something. And the only way to last, to hold on when you get love, and let go when you give it. Give it. Hold on when you get love.
the bastards with it. And always hold on when you get love, so you can let go when you give it, give it, give it, give it, give it, give it, give it.
You gave it. That's rhetorical, Campbell. That stars Hold On When You Get Love from the North. They played on a great show in the rain on Sunday at Rifflandia. We're going to change pace for a second here. We've been talking about Rifflandia most of the show, but there's still lots of other great events happening that we need to discuss here that is going on in Vancouver over the next little while, including the this Lab Art Show that's happening this Saturday at W7 Studios, and I had the pleasure of meeting one of our volunteers, Gigi, back at the Catalana Fest. And CJ, what can you tell us about the show?
Well, let us talk to Gigi about that. Hi, Gigi.
Hello. How's it going, guys?
Oh, there she is, live on the line.
Yes, thank you so much for reaching out to us and talking to us on Discorder Radio.
It was a pleasure.
Yes, so tell us a bit about maybe what Lab Art Show is about and when it started as an art exhibition show.
Of course. Well, we start in 2012 in October, and Lab Art Show is about to create new networks, like musicians, mixed media, painters, dancers, fashion show artists together. We want to gather to, like, they can network, because usually musicians just get in one network and their fine arts, they just get in their own group. So we want them to, like, mingle and work together, and why not to inspire other people that haven't been in art. So we decide to create this show where we can share all different expressions in one night, and where they can be network or decide to be working together in the future. So that's Lab Art Show.
Great. Yeah, absolutely. I definitely think it's really important for artists to recognize the importance of collaborating with one another, and not just, like, you know, staying in their basement or their studio and working on something, but just getting out there and connecting with other artists. So that's great. So for our listeners who might be interested in this, we are giving 5 ticket giveaways for the Lab Art Show. So if you're interested, definitely call in till 5 p.m. At 604 UBCCITR. And we will be giving 5 free tickets. So, going back to Gigi, tell us a bit about some of the music that will be at this show.
Okay, yeah. Well, we have lots of Vancouver local musicians. We'll have a fusion of a local DJ called Boy Meets a Girl. He's been playing in your radio station as well. And she's going to collaborate with a saxophonist and an accordionist at the same time. That's one of the numbers that we have at night. And we also have another group named Big Mess, and it's a trumpet and a cajon player combined together. They have a fantastic multicultural music, and they are from Vancouver Island. So we'll host them that night.
And what about some of the short films you said you will be playing? Was this from the Vancouver Latino American Film Festival?
Yeah, we have a few short films from last year, Vancouver Latino American Film Festival. As well, we have 20 short films from Vancouver Film School students that have been awarded in other festivals around the world. So we have the opportunity to showcase those fantastic pieces of art on the screen on the 21st of September at West 7 Studios.
Great. And so this year, the proceeds from the show will be donated to a charity institution in Mexico. Could you tell us a bit about that?
Of course. The name of the Aboriginal house is Huichol. And they basically create this amazing wearable art made by beads, different colors, and each color has a meaning. So they've been suffering because they live in the mountains, saying they need to come sometimes to the city, but they speak another language. So this house provides them hospitality and help them to, like, go all around the city and get the things that they need, or go to the doctor sometimes, or dentist. So so we get all the all different designs from there, from Mexico. We're trying to showcase here so people know what they do and help them to, like, survive in this new world.
Wow, that's really inspiring. And who do you know, Matt, who had the idea of giving it to this institution?
Actually, it was Tel and myself, because I am from Mexico, and I always been inspired by them. You see their work, and it's such an amazing art. And I don't want to I don't want them to disappear because we don't support them. So that's why I brought the idea, because I live in Vancouver, and every time I wear something, people get amazed, and I'm like, yeah, they're amazing. You guys have to know about them. So why not to share my culture in Vancouver? So that's why I brought it.
Awesome. Well, Gigi, thank you so much for talking to us. Once again, tell us when the show is and what time.
The show will take place at West 7 Studios on 14 West Avenue on the 21st of September at 7 p.m. I hope you guys can make it, and it will be a night of magic and expression.
Awesome. Sounds fantastic. Wade here is excited.
Look forward to the magic.
Excellent. Thank you so much, and I hope you guys can make it too.
Thank you, and we'll make sure we put a link on our Facebook page for those listening that want more information. Check the Discorder Radio Facebook page for that.
And, of course, check the Lab Art Show Facebook event as well. And if you still want to get a free ticket, please call us at 604-822-2487. Great. Thanks so much, Gigi. Bye.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Alrighty, moving on right now. Let's play some music from our cover band this month on Discorder Magazine. It's Weed. Set Me Back. Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9.
Yeah.
from the brand new album Deserve. That was Set Me Back. Great sound there from Weed. Really enjoying that. We're just bopping our heads here in the studio. And Weed, of course, is our cover band this month. Pick up your copy of Discorder all over Vancouver. Restaurants, cafes, coffee shops, music venues. And, of course, the basis for Weed is our volunteer coordinator here at CITR, Mr. Hugo Noriega, who's doing a great job bringing in lots of new people to the station and keeping the volunteers in the mix. And, of course, that's how CITR thrives, is with the great gracious help of volunteers. So thanks to for Hugo for keeping our volunteers engaged and keep bringing them in and doing more tours and having volunteers getting involved and getting amongst it here at CITR. We got about 5 minutes left in the show before we say goodbye. We also want to hype up another event that is starting, actually gets back up and running tonight for its 20-something year. The record books are unsure of this one. It started either 1983 or 1985, but Ben Lai has been doing it for at least the last 8 years. It is Shindig. It happens at the Railway Club. And yes, Ben Lai and his dick jokes will be there in full force. Of course, Ben Lai, you can catch his show live from Thunderbird Radio Hell here on CITR, and he has been the host for the last 8 years, and we're looking forward to having him host again tonight. And one of the bands that will be featured, by the way, for those that are not in the know, Shindig is an annual battle of bands that takes place over 13 weeks from mid-September, starting tonight, and goes all the way until usually about the first week of December. 27 bands total over 13 nights. They have a finals that takes place in December, and over 100 bands applied this year. So there's a lot of music to sift through, and they've picked their top 27. And then every night they're going to have, I guess, a winner, and then the winner will move on to this final round, which will take place at the end of November and early December. So, following off the heels of Hugo's band Weed, we're going to stick with the CITR family and play a band right now that is at Shindig tonight, but has also got some CITR roots, including Zara and the Cameron Sisters. They are known as the band Hooves. They're playing tonight at Shindig. Check them out at Railway Club. This track is called Moves Like Caddy. Discord Radio, CITR 101.9.
Yeah.
Oh, girls having so much fun. All those little giggles in the background. That was Hooves with Moves Like Caddy, and nice little tune there. Sounded really good. We wish them best of luck tonight at the kickoff to the 2013 Shindig schedule. They're going to be going up against the Deadbeats and Blind Horses. It all starts tonight at 9:30 at the Railway Club, 579 Dunsmuir at Seymour, hosted by Ben Lai, featuring Jokes for Beer.
Yeah, CITR's annual Bell of the Bands.
Yes. Hopefully we'll get a chance to make it out a few more of those this season. So we're about to wrap it up here. So before we go, some quick shout-outs. Thank you so much to everybody at Rifflandia that helped make our weekend such a success. To our hosts, once again, thank you to Casey White, a.k.a. Casey Rain, for putting us up. Well, putting up you mostly. I was staying at my aunt and uncle's. Yeah. But
I should say thank you so much. Thank you so much, Casey, if you're out there listening. Love you. Love Oliver. Everybody's awesome in Victoria.
Yeah, great friends too. I didn't get the chance to meet Ella, but I heard Ella and her talented son.
Yes, the whiz kid who plays Minecraft.
Was he even mentioned in the Rifflandia programming guide?
He was mentioned in the Rifflandia programming guide.
Yes, and speaking of the Rifflandia programming guide, a great job. The Rifflandia program guide is full of really talented writers, including...
One of the best I've ever seen, in fact, of Folkfest. Please take note.
Yes, way more on the ball these guys were. And some great talented writers, including Justine Hsu from Atomic Productions.
Yes.
Thanks for helping us out this weekend. And Kirsten Uvesteas. I actually don't even know how to say your last name, but I've known you for years, just as my cousin's friend Kirsten, and she was great running the VIP areas backstage, as well as all the bands we bumped into for all the great interviews, friends, family.
Yes, and of course, stay tuned for those interviews in the upcoming shows and online on Discord Radio's Facebook and SoundCloud and Twitter.
Yes, and of course, thank you to Toya and Nikki and Laura for taking us back in the Canadian Club Cruiser, the best way to cruise out of Victoria and back into Van.
Love it.
All right, so that was a lot of fun, and we always will keep the fun going here. We'll end the show on the funnest note possible. The band that CJ and I have kind of come to epitomize our festival hopping of this summer, it's Matt and Kim, Much Too Late, which is indicative of our time here as we go over. Thanks for listening to Discord Radio this week. I'm Wade for CJ on CITR 101.9.